maybe it's my little brother's mine, or me, I had ticks, I can't remember now. And I put fingernail polish, if they tick wouldn't come out, I put fingernail polish on the tick. Now maybe you're calling a tick what I call a chicken. Because to me a tick is on the outside of your skin.
Yeah, right, this is what I'm talking about. You can see a tick.
Yeah, you can see a tick.
Yeah.
I always get it in my head. I've done that about twice. And you don't know it's there for a couple of
days. How did you ever find it?
Washing my hair.
And then you see
the
same.
I screamed it from my mom because I knew what it was. It was just, I was like, Mom, come here and get this thing out of my head, you know? No, what I did was I got out of the shower and just ran naked through the house.
Well, did you just feel it, or?
She,
I mean, how did you know it was there?
Oh, I felt it. I felt this little thing.
Oh, so God.
It was pretty big because it had been there. Because I'd been in the woods. I'd been camping about 2 days before that.
Don't it just make you just want to just...
die.
Yeah, just...
made me want to throw up. So what she did was, she pulled it off. But then that leaves a little hair.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to pull my hair apart. You know how you have to burn out a tooth?
Yeah.
Which ended up burning my hair. It smelled like shit. You know, it smelled burning hair. It was awful. It was real awful. It was one of the worst things I've ever had.
Mmm, I must really be gross.
I don't mind if you get them on your arm or something.
Yeah, well,
you
can see them, but just think in your hand, you just don't know how long it's been there.
Been in there, knowing that you probably...
And it's on your head.
Okay, we'll change the subject.
Okay.
What about those little insects that hop around?
Grasshoppers.
Yeah. How about little fish that are sometimes used for bait?
I don't know.
Minnows?
Yeah, I've heard them call it.
Okay. What do you call the thing that a spider spins?
Web.
The part of the tree underneath the ground is called the...
roots.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of tree... it has broad leaves and a bark that peels up into little knobs, little balls all over. It's white, white bark, and it peels. It like sheds its bark.
I mean, cherry.
I don't know. Sycamore
cherry.
Yeah. Do they do that?
Yeah, they're the ones. I didn't do that before I started doing it.
Now, we had plenty of sycamore trees in camp, but I just don't remember. No, didn't.
What is the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Apple. I mean, cherry.
That's right, that's
cherry.
Right. Yeah. what's this, how do you say this kind of tree?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You've never heard of it before?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call that stuff you get in camp, inevitably? You go through the woods, you brush against it, you start eating cherry.
Poison ivy.
Right. What do you call those kind of berries that are green and red and eat them with sugar?
Berries? You mean strawberries?
What's the other kind of red berry that has a rough surface? Well, some are just red, some are red and black.
Raspberry.
If you were talking about a kind of berry that couldn't eat because it'd kill you, you'd say this berry is
dangerous
or
poisonous. You know, as long as I've been a kid, I never known the name of those berries that they say you can't eat.
I don't know what they're called either.
I remember that, you know, because all the time, well, we played with them when we had our playhouse, but we knew better than to eat them, you know.
Yeah.
Because Grandmama always told us not to eat them, and we always thought they were strawberries. But they didn't look anything like strawberries.
No, they don't. All right. If you're married, how do you refer to the man you're married to? He's my...
husband.
What, are there some slang names for that?
Old man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I can...
How about your wife?
My old woman, my bra.
Even if you're married, are you abroad?
It's according on the man. You know how some men are.
Yeah.
My chick.
Is it married? Be my chick?
Yeah.
It doesn't just mean girlfriend.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I said, it's according on the man how he thinks of his wife. If he don't respect or anything, he might, you know.
Do you think chick is a word that doesn't show much respect?
If it's your wife, I don't think it does. I wouldn't, you know.
I don't like the word chick anyway, because it makes you...
And I hate broad.
Oh, it's worse.